What do you say to the police in this case, David? Morning.
I think the police have behaved disgracefully. Let me just say, by the way, he also said the heads of MI5 and MI6 had abused him. I mean, doesn't there come a moment when even the stupidest plank-headed plod actually realises that this man is a nutcase, you know? But instead, Superintendent Kenny MacDonald, who is still apparently a police officer, although taken off that case, not only said the allegations were credible, he said they were credible and true. A grotesque case of prejudging this, and just a desire for the police to sort of, you know, surf the public outrage, which is, of course, legitimate when you get people like Lord Janna. But when you talk about Lord Bramall, it's outrageous. And look, here is the situation. As you say, a 90-year-old war hero was hounded. 20 police arrived at his house, in full press publicity, of course. His dying wife had to be moved from room to room while they searched, quite why they needed to do that search in quite so much publicity, with 30, whatever happened, we know nothing did, but even if anything had happened 30 years ago, I simply don't know. But the situation is this. The police, and I see that Boris spoke out yesterday.
Yes, he writes today, Boris, he says, I think, my point is terrible things turn out to have been done by very famous, very saintly-seeming people. And as Lord Guthrie said yesterday, high rank and public service does not disbar a man from committing heinous crimes.
But Boris is having an each-way bet. I suppose as Boris feels the crown about to come on his head, he'll have an each-way bet. That's what people like that do. But the reality is that Boris is in charge of the Metropolitan Police. He also said that he thought that the police... He also criticised the police. And the reality is that the Metropolitan Police Commissioner seems incapable of stepping up to the plate and apologising. It's not a word in his language. Remember, he wouldn't go and see Lady Britton. And now he obviously will not go and see Lord Bramall. But he should be forced to. What's the point of having a Home Secretary? What's the point of giving the Mayor of London charge of the Metropolitan Police if they don't insist that when something utterly disgraceful has been done and the police have actually behaved outrageously, that some kind of apology isn't offered? But my real point today, though, Nick, is that the other Nick, because it isn't you, is it?
Yeah, I can assure you it's not me, no.
Okay, so Nick the fantasist, why is he allowed to shelter behind anonymity when one of Britain's more distinguished soldiers is hauled through the prince and, as he has said today, made to feel desperately, desperately wounded by all of this in his old age? And what should happen is that Nick the fantasist should be prosecuted.
Well, now, because you are a barrister, it's worth reminding the listeners you have legal training, so charge of attempting to pervert the course of justice.
So absolutely, attempting to pervert the course of justice. People have been talking in the papers today about wasting police time. Yes, better to nail him for that than for nothing. But look, this is an attempt to pervert the course of justice, which has now become a favourite crime. They love to reel that out. So various people like Jeffrey Archer and so on. And basically, what they ought to do is to prosecute him for that. Because what he's been trying to do is to get a whole lot of people who've got more distinction in their little fingers than he's ever had, that he's trying to get them prosecuted, at the very least humiliated, and at the worst prosecuted.
But when Boris lastly says in his column today, you can't blame the police in the current climate for taking no chances, surely if these allegations are made, David Mellor, how do you sort the wheat from the chaff, the truth from the fantasy?
Well, because it's called common sense. Yeah, if some of those poor people who were assaulted by Greville Janna, or some of those...
Don't do this to me. Allegedly, go on.
Let's say allegedly, but he's dead.
Well, I am saying allegedly, David, so we move on.
But basically, when you think of people like that, then those are plainly credible, and most normal people would think they were credible. If a police officer walked along a street and stopped 100 people and said they've got someone who's saying that he's been assaulted, we'll go through all the long list of everything, everyone that you mentioned, people would immediately say, common sense people would immediately say, this is nonsense. And what the police should have done was actually, their job is to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yes.
It's a common phenomenon, isn't it? You get people who will confess to murders because there's publicity, for whatever reason, they didn't commit the murder, but they want the attention.
Yes. I have to end, David, before I let you go, of course, just to remind everybody, David Mellor, you catch him every Saturday morning with Ken Livingstone. Now that Ken's also running the Labour Party, is he fully engaged with you, David?
Well, I hope so. but I mean, I do think, actually, and I don't know whether Ken's responsible for this, I wish that Jeremy Corbyn had made a speech in time for last Saturday's programme. The idea we spend tens of billions on nuclear submarines.
And then don't put the nuke on board.
On them. I mean, I'm sorry to say that when the history of lunacy comes to be written, I think that will deserve a chapter all to itself.
Catch David Miller with Ken Livingstone next Saturday morning from 10. Thank you, David. Always good speaking with you. Your former Home Office Minister, LBC presenter, and I just, Lord Janus family, deny all those allegations. Let's just nail that once and for all, David.